and the hearth and the fire and is burning and ready to go, smelling the crack. Listen to the crackle.
We've got hot chocolate here.
Yeah, the hot chocolate and the donut. Save a donut for me, though.
Not a bad deal. And you know what? As we describe it, all you have to do is check out our Facebook page because we've got pictures up there.
Why do we have two different chairs? That's what I'm concerned about here.
I was offered a rolling chair, and I said, I'm going for it.
I have a chair that you sit in when you're waiting to go to the doctor. You know. When you're filling out all those forms or something. So I'm a little anxious sitting in this chair right here. So if you feel me squirming, that's why this morning. Someone else is in the hot seat this morning with us.
That's right. She's got the mic.
Josie Eichenlaub joins us this morning. She's every year for, I guess, the past 5 years?
Yes, it's 5 years I've been here.
When it's time for the Not Forgotten box, they call her up. She's here to help out. Talk a little bit about how that all got started and why you kind of keep coming back.
Well, it started because I'm friends with Lucy's daughter, and they asked me to do it when I was about 15, 16. And, I mean, I was kind of involved with the Salvation Army as a kid, like, because my aunt was very involved in it. And then she asked me to do this, and I said, sure. And I enjoy a lot, like, I like coming and seeing and doing all this, and then once you see the other side.
Sort of where all the toys end up and how the goodwill of all the people gets passed on to the children and the other families, too. What are some of your responsibilities that they have you do here?
We count. The count you see every day in the paper, we add that up and make sure it gets sent out to the newsroom. We sorted the toys, boys, girls, teenagers, hygienes, and infants, and we box it up and make sure it gets over to the Salvation Army.
So you see every single toy that comes through?
Pretty much, yes.
Has there been a toy along the way where you said, wow, look at this, or on the other side, what's that?
There's a lot of interesting things that come in. Like, we see a lot of Candyland and Chutes and Landers. There's a lot of that.
Uh-huh. So the word is, no Candyland, no Chutes and Ladders. That's what I'm saying. I know
they might have their quota.
Now, you can't have too much trouble. I may fall on that side. Sometimes you get trouble in some of those different games.
How about operation? You're talking about going to the doctor's office.
That's a possibility, too. So I guess it's a variety of toys. And sometimes, you know, what will happen maybe, and it doesn't matter if there's certain sales that are going on, it's a good way to buy in bulk, getting a lot of toys if people want to bring things in. And they can then have a lot. But, yeah, you probably see that. You probably see new toys, too, and, as you say, old standards that come through, too.
Yes, there's a lot of Elsa. We've only been here since Monday, and I've seen, like, 5 Elsas.
So you're on the cutting-edge trend of what's new in the toy, things like that. Any Elmos coming by yet?
We've gotten a little bit of Elmo.
Sometimes, too, but obviously dolls are always one, plush toys, those are kind of things, too, right?
Yes, and Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs?
Yes.
Still make Lincoln Logs?
Oh, they must.
Well, I guess so.
Are they still made of wood?
No.
Oh, see, I've got wood.
Yeah, so there you go. The Not Forgotten box is where we are located here at the Chronicle Telegram. It's starting to fill up as it continues on. I guess it was Monday, the kickoff?
Yes, it was.
Started Monday, and it goes right until when, do you know?
December 13th.
December 13th. So even though you think Christmas is still far away, you need to get all the toys in, and as you talked about, the preparation that takes place. So a lot of what you do takes place after December 13th as far as your hands-on and getting everything.
Somewhat. I mean, we do a lot of it. We come in every day and do this.
So did you think when you started here 5 years ago you'd keep coming back? Have you kind of spread that with anybody else to kind of bring other friends along, too, along the way?
I have. I mean, when I first started, it was someone that I met here, and then my second year, it was one of Lucy's daughters, and after that, I had brought my friends that I knew from school, one that we graduated together, and
Where'd you graduate?
Midview High School.
Okay. Well, are you excited about tonight? This is the football team getting ready to continue their undefeated season as well?
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
A little bit of that, too. So we thank you for, you know, spending a little time with us this morning, getting up here a little earlier than you probably would. I met Lucy at the door. She let me in this morning here, too. So you're a greeter on occasion, too, I suppose.
Yeah.
Do they ever have you wear anything, you know, festive at all?
Yes, on Saturdays we'll wear Christmas shirts and Santa hats.
Christmas shirts. Is that a polite way to say ugly Christmas sweaters, or are we talking about like a shirt with different Christmas themes on it.
Well, I usually wear a Snoopy shirt.
Okay, Snoopy. I like that. Very good. Josie, thanks for sharing a little time this morning with us and what you do for the Not Forgotten Box, helping out all the kids this holiday season as they start working towards their goal of 8,000 toys.